the sequel to Maze Runner is called Maze Runner, The Scorch Trials. And when last we left Thomas, that's Dylan O'Brien, and his fellow gladers, they had gotten out of the maze and they had found a bunch of dead scientists who, well, I mean, seemingly dead scientists, maybe, at WCKA. And they finally realize that they are pawns in a massive experiment. They eventually get captured again, and it's all these guys and one girl, Teresa, played by Kaya Scolidario. And their new captor is this fella, Jansen, played by Aidan Gillen. But there's one of the boys that figures out how to get out of where they are, but they end up into worse, into the place known as the Scourge, which is this desolate plain created by apocalyptic events. And there's just cliffhanger after cliffhanger, all kinds of things happen, and these guys eventually make it to the resistance fighters, and you think they're going to be okay, but then here comes Wicked again because one of their members sort of turns on them. And anyway, it's really long, and that's what's the matter with it. Because it's so long, you have a lot of time to think about all these illogical things, such as why these sci-fi creatures, these creepy folks, why do they have to look like zombies? Why couldn't they look like some other kind of creature? The zombie thing has sort of been done lately. And how do they have drinking water and gasoline for all these helicopters and other vehicles? So I liked it, but I would have to say that the impressive action scenes do not make up for the questionable plot.